Assets. The county government of Kirinyaga has received assets formerly held by the National Irrigation Authority, NIA, at the Theba Dam site. In a ceremony held at the site, NIA Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Engineer Charles Mwasia, who oversaw the handing over, said the facilities will be of great benefit to the local community. Engineer Mwasia said the NIA is committed to fostering a strong relationship with the community because one of its largest irrigation schemes, the Mwea Irrigation Scheme, is located in the county. Today is a good day for us and for our relationship with the county government of Kirinyaga because we have come here in compliance with the president's directive to hand over these facilities which we put up during the construction of the dam, said Engineer Mwasia. He further highlighted the success of the Theba Dam project and its positive impact on the local agricultural sector, noting that the dam facility has had a great impact on Mwea rice farmers. The assets that were used by the workers during the construction of the dam were handed over in accordance with a directive by President Ruto during commissioning of the dam in October 2022. Kirinyaga Deputy Governor David Gathanda receives documents from Engineer Charles Mwasia. During the commissioning of the dam, Kirinyaga Governor Anne Waiguru had requested Shush 50 million support to help the county in transforming the facility into a full medical facility which the president promised to honor. The dam changed the region's ecosystem, bringing about diseases such as malaria and other waterborne illnesses necessitating conversion of the abandoned offices and assets into a hospital. Deputy Governor David Gathanda, who represented Governor Waiguru during the handing over ceremony, promised that the facility will be put into good use for the benefit of the community. Gathanda expressed his gratitude for the successful transfer of the assets, highlighting the potential impact of a new medical facility on the community's healthcare services. He said the assets handed over include 6 prefabricated residential houses, 9 masonry residential houses, 2 dormitories, and 4 semi-detached houses, all of which are in excellent condition. However, transfer of the land on which these assets sit will be concluded later as per the Land Registration Act No. 3 of 2012. We are still yet to receive the land. Today we are not receiving the land, but arrangements are being made at a later date, not far from today, I believe. But as from today, the facility is now ours. We have the keys, and we start utilizing them, Gathanda said.